So, Professor Ernst, is there any evidence that garlic has any health benefits whatsoever?
Well, the first thing to say about garlic, it's probably the herbal remedy that has attracted most research interest. There are hundreds of studies on garlic, and they show that garlic thins the blood a little bit, it helps diabetes a little bit, it lowers blood pressure a tiny little bit, it lowers cholesterol a little bit. And each of these single effects are much smaller than the effect you would achieve with a drug, a prescription drug. But altogether, these tiny little effects might amount to something, and that something might be lowering the cardiovascular risk.
I see. So you couldn't use garlic to treat these conditions, but they might help combined to kind of improve the overall state of somebody's health.
It is more a preventative than a treatment. Even there, I hesitate because it might be a preventative. We would need a large study of volunteers taking garlic and some taking placebo, and then compare them 20 years later to see which lot had more heart attacks, strokes, etc. We don't have such a study, and probably will never have such a study, because that would be hugely expensive. Nobody has the money to fund it.
And are there any downsides to taking garlic?
Well, you might find yourself very lonesome, because you lose friends unless your friends also eat garlic. You smell, and not just from the mouth, you smell from the skin, so your whole body smells.
Why is that? What is it in garlic?
It's a sulfur compound, so it smells of sulfur, very unpleasant, unless if your wife eats garlic, she won't throw you out if you eat garlic.
That is a top tip. That's very, very useful. I've heard it, particularly from my mum, who's completely obsessed with garlic, that taking lots of garlic can help with fighting off the common cold. Is that true?
Hardly any evidence at all on that. Just one single trial, and that was positive, but I wouldn't rely on that at all. There's much more research on garlic and cancer, and that is very, very fascinating.
On cancer?
Yes, and that research relies on large population studies. And these studies almost consistently show that populations, for instance in China, but also in Europe, which eat a lot of garlic, are less likely to have certain cancers, GI cancers, gastrointestinal cancers.
So like in
cancers.
Your stomach, yeah. And your gullet.
Exactly. These cancers are less frequent in populations that eat lots of garlic.
So although there's no evidence that it does stuff to do with like colds and improves your skin and so on, there is evidence that it can help with regard to your heart and it can help with regard to cancer.
I wouldn't be so definitive about that. I would say there's evidence that it might help to reduce the cardiovascular risk. It might reduce the cancer risk.
So every morning I take a garlic supplement. It says on the packet it's odourless. Am I wasting my time, or do you think that's a good thing?
It's certainly not odourless. Odourless garlic would also be ineffective garlic, because the active compounds are the sulfur compounds, and if you take them out, you won't have an effect.
So it's the very compounds that smell that are the ones that are doing me good.
Right. Odourless garlic, in my view, is an advertising gimmick.
So I should just accept that I'm going to smell of garlic, but then hopefully I live a long and happy, although smelly, life.
It just will seem longer because you're alone.